on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria and Joburg peaking at 32 degrees tomorrow, Emlahleni up to 30. The Johannesburg Emergency Management Services is responding to a fire reported at an office park on the corner of West Avenue and Oxford Road in Randburg. MS spokesperson Khulile Kumalo says the fire was reported at 5:30 this afternoon.
The roof of an office park has completely collapsed during this incident and no injuries have been reported. EMS fire inspectors will conduct their investigations as soon as all firefighting operations have been completed.
In other news, Finance Minister Ino Godongwana has announced a new inflation target of 3%. He says the new target has been developed in consultation with the Reserve Bank and Cabinet and aligns South Africa with global best practice. And in his midterm budget speech today, he also said that tariffs imposed by the United States have not yet been as severe as expected. He does, however, warn that delayed effects coupled with rising protectionism pose future risks.
Given this uncertainty, it is critical that we leverage the immense opportunities presented by the sub-Sahara region. We continue to make progress in the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement to strengthen multilateralism and regional cooperation.
And the director and chief economist at Econometrics, Azhar Jamin, says this policy statement is aimed at trying to upgrade the country's credit ratings.
We already see that being manifested in the fact that the initial response was for the rand to appreciate by about 0.5% against all currencies, which in turn helps to subdue inflationary pressures.
For more, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. Meanwhile, the South African National Weather Service says parts of South Africa experienced its rainiest October in years. Meteorologist at the Weather Service is André Fourie.
Parts of the Northern Cape, Northwest, Free State, Limpopo and Mpumalanga provinces experienced October rainfall that far exceeded their long-term monthly averages.
Then we move abroad. The White House accused the Democratic Party of pushing a fake narrative. The party released emails in which the financier Jeffrey Epstein suggested that President Donald Trump was aware of the sexual abuse in the case against him. The Republicans, on the other hand, says that the Democrats are selectively releasing a fake narrative. And finally, SANParks announced that a leopard had been photographed in the West Coast National Park for the first time in 170 years. Spokesperson Ray Tlakuli says it marks a powerful sign of ecological recovery, and the image was captured with a remote camera trap.
Over the past two decades, the landmark in partnership with South African National Parks and other stakeholders have worked to restore ecological corridors and reconnect fragmented habitat across the Western, Eastern and Northern Cape. These efforts have allowed wildlife like leopards to move more freely and safely through the landscape.
For a recap or to view today's big stories, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. That's it from myself, Marlene Fouché, and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.